Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks. Erie Canal Theater presents Switchboard Infinity, Episode 9, Season Finale.
To figure out who the Harris is. It's pretty obvious that it's this guy right?
No.
We will find out who the Harris is with these deadly trials.
Jeez.
Let me explain them to you. Trial one. You will walk through a very narrow path with a whirlpool that could suck you out of Europa's waters at any point.
Okay.
There will also be puffing pufferfish
that could stab you at any moment.
Okay, and that's one and two? That's trials one and two?
Oh no, that is trial one.
That's just one? Come on!
Okay.
Trial two! You will have to resist the temptation of the sirens.
What?
Oh my god. There,
and trial three!
Okay.
Final trial! Something that none of our kind can do!
Well, how do you expect us to do it?
And that will prove that you are the Harris if you are able.
Okay, well, three doesn't sound that bad yet, so, okay.
No, really, decipher the message.
If it's just those one, two, three, I mean, that actually didn't sound all that bad.
And those are the deadly trials!
Okay, well, then you mix it up with the deadly thing, and I feel like maybe you're not selling the whole picture here.
Krillby!
Confident,
are you?
Take the cut, and cut the long red stribbon.
Can I get some food or something?
Yeah, can we just get a little snack before we go?
Come on, it's been days.
He has a blood sugar thing.
All right, we've got ground up Krillby. I've got a bag of it on me.
I can't eat one of those.
I'm just going to eat a little bit.
I'm just going to give you a pinch. I'm going to hold it over your mouth.
They're so cute, though.
The stribbon has been cut. Let the trials begin.
Whoa! Jesus, man.
There's no floor all of a sudden.
Okay, grab onto me. No,
bye.
I got you.
Hey, you're grabbing me a little too tight. That is a private area.
Okay, well, I won't.
Let go.
Just cuddle for a second, okay? We don't know what we're getting into.
Hey, guys, save the snuggling for after.
Thank you, AI. Thank you. All right. Well,
okay,
we're drifting into a cave here.
Whoa.
Here we are. I think
it's dark in here. I can barely see my hand in front of me.
There should be illuminators on your nip clips to light your passage.
You know what? I never noticed that there's a little switch on the top of it.
Look at this.
Oh, it says trial one above that on that plaque.
Oh, trial one. Yeah, it's backwards. But
yeah, that really bad handwriting. Well, I guess that Krillby are probably writing it. So here we are. We landed.
Soft landing.
Are you ready? It looks like we have to do single file. I don't want to get sucked off into
None of us want to get sucked off, all right? I feel like if we stick together, if we stay to the middle of this path, we've got the least amount of chances of getting sucked off.
Okay, just keep your hands inside of the path.
Oh, my God, it's pulling my hair off. You see that?
I know. That's a detriment, I guess, to having really beautiful hair.
No, I'm going to put it in a ponytail.
Okay.
All right, we're approaching a cluster of pufffish.
Cute little guys.
I'm not gonna touch them.
My hands at my side. Thank you, AI.
Look, I noticed something.
What?
They don't like to go close to the ground, it looks like. We got a good foot where we could shimmy over there, and then we can't even feel that stuff pulling at us either.
Just keep crawling. Just keep crawling on this path.
Those rocks are sharp.
Just stay tight. I think we're gonna get there.
There it is. Yeah, I could see the end of the path right there.
Okay. Well, the path's widening out. I think we made it. We made it past trial one.
Trial number one under our belts. There
Suck that puffer fish. Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Yeah. We
nice
did
work.
It. What do you think, AI? Just keep walking this way?
Yes, and please keep focused. I have a feeling based on Gilroy's nip clip, this next segment is going to require him to be blindfolded.
It's a siren, get it? It's a
okay. Oh, it's literal sirens.
What?
All right, we might be in the clear.
What did you say?
I said we might be in the clear.
I'm not hearing anything that you say. Can you hear me at all?
What? Hey, you're my best friend, man.
Still
this
can't hear you. I cannot hear you. But I'm glad we're getting through this. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, man.
I think we're finally making it through. All right, it's getting quieter. It's getting quieter.
Oh, man.
Said what? Those sirens are gone now,
Wow, it just like cut off 1, 2, 3. We made it.
That must be the siren challenge then. I thought that it was a different kind of siren. Oh, that is a good looking woman over there.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm seeing?
No. Avert your eyes.
Whoa.
Maybe those sirens were actually warning us of the real trouble.
I think
here.
I'm gonna take this off. I don't want to wear this anymore.
Zip up your
I think
zippers.
It's just like we should get free. You know what I'm saying? Like,
stop.
It's a little warmer.
Please
little warmer.
Don't do this to me.
I'm just gonna take off this
hello.
Belt. If you don't mind.
Yeah, this is too constricting.
Watch these hips.
My name is Malcolm. So
things.
Hey,
pleased
to meet you.
These are deadly trials.
Why are there these weird skeletons in the corner of this room? It's like people come in here and died or something.
Focus on the skeleton.
Well, I've seen a lot of skeletons in my time, so...
No, not like, in that way. Hey.
Where am I?
We did it! We tuned him in!
What are this look? We're in a white hall. Why is all this gunfire? TT units!
Where
Thalia.
Are you? Where are you?
Thalia, oh my god, Thalia, you're here! Oh my god,
yes.
Sloppy Joe, Skidmark?
We're all here, Malcolm.
I thought you all died in Callisto.
NG, lay down some cover fire so Talon can get across the hall.
I could lay down some cover fire, but instead I started this online petition against Whisper.
Ah! Oh no, NG!
Oh no!
You died again!
Oh no, NG! Oh! Oh! My arm! Oh,
Talon!
I got shot in my other arm! Oh! My leg!
No!
Oh man, I got shot in my other leg!
No!
Oh, my chest! Oh, I got shot in my other chest!
No!
Oh!
Talon's dead now!
Oh, my belly button!
Oh god, they just kept shooting her! Thalia, what's going on? Where? How am I here? What's happening?
Malcolm, there is more than one of you. There is two of you.
I know!
And I need to know where you are. We are on Earth.
I'm on Europa. I'm under the oceans of Europa. I'm in the bottom of the oceans of Europa. I'm in some kind of insane trials to find out who the Harris is. I don't know what's happening exactly, but I will stay here. I need to find you,
good.
Thalia.
We will find you. Don't leave.
Okay.
Once we find you, we will be able to defeat Wisbit.
Really?
Yo, get ready!
There's still all these TT units!
Skidmark, initiate the EMP sequence!
Come on in, Chief! Initiate an EMP! It's working!
You're all puking their guts out! That's disgusting, but a little beautiful, too. So.
Yeah. Sloppy Joe, take the charges.
I got them, and I'm affixing them to the door as we speak. Start running, yo!
All right! Take cover, everybody! Here we go!
Boom.
Oh, God!
Wow.
Oh my God, it's so bright out there. And it's so cold, it's like a blizzard. Whoa. Is that a penguin?
That's right, Malcolm. Mommy's little baby's smart. That's a penguin, and he got a little penguin belly just like you do. And I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get that penguin belly. Well, I guess he didn't like them loud noises too much. He's running away now.
Where are we?
Malcolm! We're in Antarctica!
Malcolm. Malcolm.
Stop slapping me.
You all right?
Yeah, what? Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, whoa. Man, you passed out.
Gilroy, I have to tell you something.
What?
I have to tell you something. There is another me that is it's still alive
what
on Earth, and we're escaping Earth
to
try to find me because we're gonna defeat Wisbit, Gilroy.
Wisbit.
We're gonna defeat Wisbit.
Those sons of bees.
Yeah. The what?
I didn't want to swear.
Oh my God! What happened here? All these women are dead. What?
They couldn't withstand Gilroy's infectious diseases.
Why is the water so cloudy
Malcolm,
here?
Malcolm, consider yourself lucky to have passed out.
Oh, you wait a minute.
Made sweet love to them.
Oh.
There was nothing sweet about it.
Sorry about that. I got a little carried away, but guess what? I saved your life.
Look, I know that we are bros. I'd love to sit down and discuss everything over a Fitzroy's, but, you know, hey.
Well, you know, maybe once we get off this watery rock, we can.
That's kind of your catchphrase, isn't
it?
This watery rock. You just always say that.
Enough of the burgeoning romance. We have deadly trials to accomplish.
I would call it more of a bromance, but yes, let's keep going, AI.
Speaking of romance, could I just tell you one thing about these sirens?
One thing.
They're all dead.
Yeah, that's one thing. Okay. Let's go.
Forget it.
And, it's just like a
completely stark, empty room, except for that
plinth. You know what a plinth is?
No.
It's like a raised platform, like a slightly raised platform.
Nice vocabulary, Malcolm.
Thanks, AI. Thank you.
So, completely empty room except for that plinth there.
Yeah, right. Just walk up to the plinth.
You could just call it a raised platform, I guess.
It's just quicker to say plinth.
Okay,
we're getting a little arguey here.
The third trial.
Great point. Let's look. What is this thing? It's like a big picture but it looks like static.
Yeah, it's wavy lines.
You can't see what it's just like. It's just like a bunch of like black and white like dots. Oh, wait a minute. Huh. I've seen this before.
Yeah, what is it?
What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to look at it like this, like you look at it right now. Here, just look at it with me.
Okay.
And we're looking at it, and you're supposed to just relax your eyes. You relax your eyes, and you let your eyes kind of cross.
Whoa.
So you're like, it makes a new image, you know what I mean?
I don't see anything.
Well, I'm...
No.
Okay, wait. No, wait. I think I got it. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah, it's...
What?
It says happy birthday, Carol, and it has a picture of a snowman. He's like holding a balloon.
I can't see it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Wait a minute. This is the third deadly...
Whoa! Look at that! The wall's just opening up!
Whoa!
We have found the Harris! Raise him onto a throne!
I guess I'm the Harris, huh? I'm the Harris?
Put an eel crown on the Harris at once, Krilby!
I guess you're right, I am the Harris.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So, and the Harris's friend shall be killed.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
They are both the Harris.
Oh, we're both the Harris now.
Well, there we go.
That was easy.
Sure, fish pope?
Killed.
So even though I was the only one that figured out the picture at the end,
let's not
figured
argue
it out
too
as
hard.
Well. What was the picture? Yes.
Snowman and
happy birthday Carol.
I saw it. We did see it. Yes.
Now we must make the announcement. Come.
Okay.
All right.
Over here. It's another plinth. What do you know?
Fishies, listen. We have found the Harris. It is.
All right.
Both of them.
Good job, man. Yeah. Good job.
High five.
Underwater high five.
As our scriptures have told us.
We get to eat?
Yeah, can we have some food, please?
We have finally found the chosen ones. Through everything we have been through. All of the war. The waters that have boiled beneath our fins, all of our lives have now been over.
Can I make
it's
a little bit of a
speech? It's going to be a new era of peace.
I mean, I don't know
we
what
we'll
do,
we will understand what fruitful waters really mean.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that up there?
With the Harrises as our leaders.
Yeah,
they will both work together to bring us a new era of peace.
Who's in net?
Oh no! Fish Pope! Commander Pescatore! They're all dying.
Oh man. It's getting dark.
It appears that net pulled us into the receiving bay of a large rogue vessel.
Oh no.
Well.
Oh, look who it is, if it isn't Gonka! Hey, buddy!
Got my name right this time.
Yeah, come on, come over here. Give me a hug.
I'm gonna stay over here. Let me introduce you to my brain eater, Chef Clousy.
Hi there.
Can I just say something for a second here?
Who's your friend?
Hi, my name's Malcolm.
It's Malcolm.
I'm Malcolm.
You know, I'm sure he owes you some money for the cargo.
A few credits.
And I'm sure that there's a way that we could pay for that in a way that would make it so that you'd be happy, we'd be fine, you could just let us go or something.
Chef Clousy, why don't you tell us how you prepare these two's brains?
You take the pan, throw in a cube of butter, then the onions nicely sliced. You would throw in the brain then, on top an egg, stir it a bit, not too long, because we want to have this glibberish state of consistency, and this one would be called Hirn mit Ei.
Gonka, come on. I'm sure the two of us would be delicious. Of course, we are Harris's after all, but please.
What's a Harris? It doesn't really matter anymore,
story,
I guess.
But
yeah.
The cargo, you
perhaps
know.
I could be of service.
What's that?
I got a great idea. Whoa. That is, did you see how his nip clip was lighting up when it was
look
talking there?
Thing.
Let me get over there. Hold on. I'm going to take a closer
that's,
look here.
Yeah. Don't
you're
look
saying
too
this
close.
Nipple right here?
Yes. What you're looking at, right, Gonka, is an Echelon 1 AI. It's very intelligent. We could transfer it right into your ship. I mean, I'm sure you don't have a Echelon 1 AI.
Well, you know, I don't know about that stuff. Hey, this is one of my henchmen. This is Dung Cao. He's our technology expert on board.
Hi, Dung Cao. So, you would know.
Dung Cao, what do you know about Echelon 1s?
I believe they are primitive.
That's nuts. That can't be true.
Try to pull a fast one on me, McPherson.
Who are you calling primitive?
Boy.
Your nipple's got an attitude.
Well, the nipple might
flick
have
it real
quick,
got
though.
A mind of its own, all right?
I may have been swimming in sexually transmitted diseases for the past 2 days.
Oh, gross.
But I can still fly this vessel through space with efficiency.
Uh-huh. So what was the cargo anyway?
Quasoid. 7.6 tons of quasoid.
7.6 tons. 7 points. You, what is
I may not be worth
that.
That's
a lot of quasoids. To make a buck, okay? Don't
that is
judge
a lot
me.
Of quasoids.
Don't judge me, okay?
You know
you
kids get addicted to those things, and that's not good
for
the galaxy.
The kids.
You're saying that if we plug this AI in, we don't have to manually maneuver this hunk of crap anymore?
Right. Well, that's how AIs work, Gonka.
I don't know that.
Well, you have a technology. I'm sorry, Dung Cao?
That's right.
Yeah. You're the technology expert?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school for that?
Technotech.
Well, that's
good
an
school,
online
good
school.
School.
It's
tier one school.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Tier one.
Yeah, I thought that was not a good school.
It's accredited. No.
It's a tier one.
Congratulations
okay.
on getting your degree.
I think lately it's more tier two.
Whoa! Something's happening. Everything's shaking.
We're going to see a tractor beam.
We're in a tractor beam. What's going on?
Uh-oh. We cannot break free.
We're stuck.
Jeez, not again.
They're overriding the bay door.
Gonka.
The bay door is opening. Gentleman with a large collar.
He's getting it stuck in the door. Hey, that huge collar.
I hate this thing! TT units! Seize them!
Oh, no.
Let the smugglers at once!
Jeez.
Careful. No.
Hey, hey, hey!
It's Craig.
Hi there, Craig Tonfers, Regional District Manager, Wisbit Industries. I'm not sure if we've met.
You know this guy?
Oh, I know this one over here.
Craig, I hate you.
Oh, yeah, well, I hate you! All I wanted to do was play butt with you! If you would let me come with you and Thalia! None of this would be happy.
Well, you didn't.
Do
have
you
to
know
be...
that? Do
yeah,
they
well,
know
you
that?
Know what? You didn't have to be so weird about it, Craig.
Okay. All right,
you did
come
not
on.
Have to be so weird about
come
it.
Come on, guys. Inside voices. Come on, let's calm it down. We can talk through this thing, all right? Come on, we're all friends here.
Commander TT, will you please strike him about the face and neck with
ow.
Your metal talons?
Ow! Ow! No! Ow!
And McPherson, stop resisting him.
And please be extra rough with the fella in the blousy sweater with the puffy nips.
Ow! The nips are not that puffy, Craig.
Oh, I can see them from space.
Look, Craig, you got what you wanted. Let them go.
We're in this together, Malcolm. Come on, you're my best friend.
Oh, I'll let them go all right, Malcolm. Commander TT, would you mind disabling the engines on their ship? And loading the ship and all of Malcolm's friends into torpedo tube 6 and firing them into the sun, please.
How large are your torpedo bays?
Fine, Craig. You got me strapped into a chair in the middle of a room with a bunch of speakers stacked around me. What are you gonna do, Craig?
Well, Malcolm, since you love music so well, I thought,
Well, I like good music. Let's be clear about that.
Oh, you got something to say for everything, don't
you? Yeah,
ya?
I do.
You
just,
ow!
Yeah.
Ah!
You know, that doesn't really hurt that much. It doesn't really even affect me that much, Craig.
Very well.
Can't really hit that hard. Why don't you go ahead? Hit me as hard as you can, Craig.
I'm going to hit you.
Go ahead.
With song.
Hit me.
In fact, all 12 songs from my newest release, Just Craig. But... this listening session, we're going to increase the volume exponentially until your head pops, just like Thalia's did on that press room floor.
If you remember, Thalia's head got sliced off cleanly. But by the way, Craig, she's not dead.
You're so smart. You got something. You know everything.
I sure do, Craig. She's not dead.
Yeah. So what? I'm ineloquent. So what?
Yeah, you are ineloquent. You're a terrible singer as well.
Oh, shit.
And on top of it, you're a Shoney. Remember that,
that's
too?
It. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're a fat slork.
Oh, really?
You like how I'm straddling this chair you're in?
That's really gross.
It's a book I've been reading. It's about like psychosexual like intimidation.
Yeah.
Because you think it's working?
Huh? I don't feel intimidated. Oh, gross. Yeah, well, ugh.
You belong to me.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Do you hear that noise, Malcolm? Do you
what,
hear that?
What noise?
You hear that noise?
Oh, wait, that?
You want? Yeah, you know what that was?
What?
That was the sound of Torpedo Bay 6 firing your friends into the nearest star.
I hate you, Craig.
Yeah, well, I hate you. I hate you even more.
Yeah?
TG! Maybe. Drop that needle!
Oh, great, you got it pressed on vinyl, huh? Oh, God, it's so loud already. Oh, God! Oh, I hate this so much! Ah! Oh, it hurts!
Hey, Malcolm, I'm sorry, but I forgot my keys in here. I'm sorry about that. All right, enjoy the music. I'll see ya.
Switchboard Infinity is an original presentation of Erie Canal Theater and is produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jemison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. Additional talent includes
Nicholas Batanti,
David Hillbaum,
Andreas Kurtzman,
Nicole Pascaretta,
Michael Lopatrum,
Michael Hovich,
Heather Sanowski.
Original music by Zelda and the Unibrows, Silodump, and EE33. Vegetarian bar food provided by Dr. Boyfriend. Stay tuned to Dance With Me Stanley with DJ Stashu to learn more about the impending Season 2.
Season 2!